This is Akashvani, the news read by Sarabjit Kaur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi commended India's historic achievement in space exploration and the growing prowess in modern space technology. Addressing the nation in his first Mann Ki Baat program of 2025 on Akashvani yesterday, Prime Minister Modi said that the country is setting new benchmarks in space technology with visionary scientists and innovators providing solutions to future challenges. The Prime Minister also applauded the space docking of satellites conducted recently by Indian Space Research Organization ISRO, saying that this technology is important for sending supplies to space stations and crew missions in space. The 55th World Economic Forum, WEF, annual meeting will begin today at Davos in Switzerland. During the five-day event, India's model of inclusive growth and digital revolution will be highlighted. Indian delegation will be spearheaded by Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwani Vaishnaw, along with Jal Shakti Minister C.R. Patil, Civil Aviation Minister K. Ram Mohan Naidu, Food Processing Industries Minister Chirag Paswan, and Minister of State for Skill Development and Entrepreneurship Jayant Chaudhary. Today is last date for withdrawal of nominations for Delhi Assembly elections. A total of 719 candidates are in fray for 70 seats. The highest number of 23 candidates are in New Delhi Assembly constituency, while the lowest number of 5 candidates are in Patel Nagar and Kasturba Nagar seats. As per the Chief Electoral Officer, a total of 477 nominations have been rejected out of 1,522 nominations. Voting for the Delhi Assembly elections will be held on the 5th of next month and counting will take place on 8th of February. Labour and Employment Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandaviya will inaugurate a two-day international seminar on formalisation and social security coverage for workers in the informal sector in New Delhi today. The primary objective of this seminar is to enhance stakeholders' capacity in extending social protection to informal workers. The Department of Posts will organise a three-day event to mark the celebration of 75 years of adoption of Constitution of India in New Delhi today. The event will take place at the National Philatelic Museum and will offer a variety of fun and engaging activities for visitors of all ages. Employees Provident Fund Organisation, EPFO, has simplified the online process of updating member profiles. Members whose universal account number has already been validated through Aadhaar can update their profile like name, date of birth, gender, nationality, father or mother's name, date of joining and date of leaving themselves without the requirement of uploading any document. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath has directed officials to enhance crowd management and communication systems in the Mahakumbh Mela area in view of the upcoming Republic Day festival as well as Mauni Amavasya and Basant Panchami Amrit Snans. He emphasized for a robust security arrangement during the Amrit Snans on 29th of January and 3rd of next month. Donald Trump will take the oath of office today as the 47th President of the United States of America. The swearing-in ceremony is scheduled to start at 8:30 p.m. IST. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be represented by External Affairs Minister S. Jayashankar. Israel says three hostages who have been held by Hamas in Gaza for 15 months are back in Israeli territory. Footage released by the Israel Defense Forces shows that the three hostages were handed over by the Red Cross in Israel. India scripted history in inaugural edition of the CoCo World Cup, with both men's and women's teams lifting the trophies in New Delhi last evening. Both teams defeated Nepal at the Indira Gandhi Indoor Stadium. And that is the end of this news bulletin.